Hey everybody, this is B on Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. So today I'd like to talk with you about inspiration, to inspire, to be inspiring to yourself and hopefully to others. So, you know, it means stimulate or encourage someone to feel a strong sense of enthusiasm, motivation, and creativity. When you inspire someone, you ignite their inner drive or passion, often leading them to take action, pursue their goals, or make positive changes in their lives. Inspiration can come from various sources and take many many forms. Words, actions, idea, experience, and role models. So some aspects of inspiration or motivation. You know, inspiration often serves as a powerful motivator. It can spark a desire to achieve something meaningful, overcome challenges, and strive for personal growth. Positive influence, you know, inspirational individuals or messages can have a positive impact on others and encourage them to adopt healthier habits, make ethical choices, or contribute to their communities. You have to watch this one in the modern era. Sometimes what looks positive is a thinly veiled advertisement for something else. And you have to have critical thinking skills. And you have to be on the lookout for that. You don't want to be positively influenced or motivated to do something or say something or act on something based on someone else's motive that may not be apparent at first. So want to throw that out there. Creativity, you know, inspiration can fuel creativity and innovation. Hello. It can lead to development of new ideas, solutions, and artistic expressions. Role modeling. Many people find inspiration in the lives and achievements of role models. Individuals have accomplished remarkable feats. These role models can demonstrate what is possible and inspire others to follow in their footsteps. Now, I don't mean football players or movie stars or some influencer someplace. Unless that football star had cancer and came back from that and then won the Super Bowl, right? Or an actor was deaf and then he still acted and no one ever knew he was deaf because you couldn't tell because he or she made the choice to rise above that. And that is an inspiration. Role modeling, you know, like I was just saying, can be interesting. And sometimes people want to follow in the footsteps of their role model. You know, I'm not a big follow in footsteps kind of guy. I do my own thing. However, there's nothing wrong with going down that same path or walking next to that path. And because everyone's life is different, everybody's trajectory is different. Follow in their footsteps. I don't know. I've always disagreed with that. Nothing wrong with having them, you know, chart the course. You know, and then you're the captain of your own life, your own soul. And then you head out that way. Emotional connection, you know, inspiration often elicits strong emotion, hope, excitement, sense of purpose. These emotions can drive action and commitment. Again, be careful that you're not emotionally charged with something when the actual truth is being hidden from you, This happens to a lot of young people. It happened to me. I believed a lot of stuff that I don't believe now because it did charge my emotion. And quite frankly, when you're young, you don't take the time or effort to really look into stuff. I do challenge everyone to do that. Go, wait a minute. Man, that sounds great. Is that true? You know, I was just commenting on something this morning. You know, it's just like, if that's true, it's sad. You know, if that's true. So at first blush, someone wants you to believe something. So you have to preface that, you know, clarity over agreement, I believe is the way to live. Personal empowerment, you know, you're inspired, and this can empower individuals, take controls of their life, set goals, and work toward self-improvement. Totally. Take control of your life, set goals for yourself, and do work toward self-improvement. I had to reset my entire life about 6 years ago, and I set goals. I didn't do the day-by-day thing because, one, I'm not a drug addict or an alcoholic. I don't live day-by-day. However, I do set goals, weekly goals, and I have monthly self-improvements. I think I was talking earlier in another episode about, man, dude, I try to read 2 books a month. That's a lot for me, okay? I usually get through one and a half. So I've started picking books that are not that thick. How was I going to say that without sounding like a fool? I just finished this UFO book, fascinating. And then there's other biography that I was able to finish because it wasn't as thick as the whole rabbit hole of Area 51. So I got the 2 books down, you know? Yay. And that's kind of been my going forward to try to get that done. You know, I think I've said in other episodes, I have the Dickens unabridged version book. That thing, man, that thing is huge. And it's written in Old English. Very, very difficult to read with today's mindset. But I can get through it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to read a story out of Dickens. Then I'm going to go back and read this. Next month, I'll read a story out of Dickens, and I'll read this other thing. It's hard. Dickens is hard, especially the unabridged version. Why I bought that, I'm not sure. I'm glad I did, because, and I'm glad I have a pocket computer, because every other word I have to look up. But set goals. And work toward that self-improvement. Take control of your life. Know what you want. You know, and be inspiring to yourself is what I'm saying. Ripple effect. Inspiration can have a ripple effect, spreading from one person to another, influencing a broader community or society as a whole. You never know. I try to be positive and make people feel positive. I'm not a glass half full guy. I'm more of a glass, glass empty guy, more of a glass half full guy. And I try to live my life like that. And I hope this has a ripple effect. You never know. Somebody may pick up something. You know, it's like when you say good morning or hello or thank you, or you open the door for someone, you know, that may just be muscle memory to you. You don't think about it. That other person may be going through some shit, and that may be the linchpin to make them smile that day. Resilience, you know, inspirational stories of individuals have overcome adversity can instill resilience in others, helping them navigate their own challenges. Like I was talking about, I read and I hear about people like, and I didn't know that they were sick that whole time. I didn't know that. Nobody knew. They didn't complain. They got on with their lives and Wow. Inspirational figures, quotes, stories, experiences can be found in various aspects of life. Literature, art, sports, leadership, science, everyday encounters. Thank you very much. Many leaders, artists, activists, and educators aim to inspire others by sharing their stories, wisdom, and achievements. Ultimately, inspiration has the potential to lead to personal growth and positive change for both individuals and communities. The activist thing, I'm not too sure about that. I don't know about that. A lot of activists nowadays are, I think they've lost their freaking minds, and it's either their way or the highway. Educators, I would say watch out for them. Not all teachers are bad. Not all professors are bad. A lot of them have an agenda, though. Careful. And if you're good with that agenda and you think it's the way to live, because remember, you may take away from that a way to live your life, a way to be. If you're good with that, more power to you. Inspiration to others is a wonderful way to make positive impact on their lives and help them achieve their goals, like we've said. Some effective ways are lead by example. That is number one. Most powerful way to inspire others is by leading by example. Do what you say what you do, period. Demonstrate values, behaviors, and qualities you want to encourage in others through your own actions. Thank you very much. That is very important. Share your story, personal stories of overcoming challenges, pursuing dreams, achieving success can be highly inspirational. Be open, authentic about your own experiences and lessons you've learned. If someone asks me, I will tell them. I have some stories and some things that have happened to me and that I have happened on myself, and I have full accountability of all those things, and I am I'm totally open about them. If they're true, they're true. If they're not, they're not. I did not see Bigfoot barbecuing in my neighbor's backyard. That is totally a rumor. Be a good listener. Take the time to listen actively and empathetically to others. Understand their needs, aspirations, and challenges, which can help provide relevant inspiration and support. Listening is an art. The human condition is while the other person is speaking, soon as typically the first things they say, you already have an answer. You have to shut your brain up, listen to what they're saying, not what they're wearing, not what they look like, not the surrounding you're in. You need to listen to what they're saying. And, you know, you don't have to agree with them, maybe even challenge them. You know, they have needs. They have aspirations. If they're quote-unquote preaching to you, that's fine. Some people feel the need to do that, and that's okay. And then I go, hey, how about those Cowboys? I religious preaching, political preaching, activism preaching, pick one, right? Preaching about your dog or your cat. I don't care, okay? Those are all lovely things for the individual, but I don't take those things on unless you ask me a question. Hey, B, what do you think about ABC? And then I'll say, hey, X, this is what I think. And we may agree, we may disagree, but we have clarity over agreement. And that's very important. Provide guidance and advice. Obviously, share your knowledge, insights, and advice when it can benefit someone. Mentorship and guidance can be incredibly inspirational for individuals seeking guidance in their journey. I do this every day at work. Sometimes I know I'm doing it. Sometimes I'm not. Someone will ask me, I can't get this to work. And I go, have you considered using this or that? Or I learned early on when I was a young IT engineer, I would go to someone, and he turned out to be a mentor to me. Thank you, Andrew. And Andrew would always say, well, so what have you done? And I would just say, well, I didn't do shit. I couldn't figure this out. So I just thought I'd come and ask you, and you would tell me. And he would just look at me. I'd slink back to my cubicle, and then I would do some research, maybe get 80% there and go, hey, I did this, 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 and this. I'm missing that last piece. What do I need to know? And then he would help me then. But he fostered that self-reliance. This is how you IT. You know, that's our job. We are solution providers. You know, nothing wrong for asking for help, but you better go with what you've already done in one hand and then hold out your other hand and be humble and ask for help. This is what I tried. Can you help me? If you totally have not done anything, you don't have any experience with whatever the product is, whatever the situation is, you just say straight up, you go and do some research, look into it, go back, go, hey, you know, I've never done this. I don't know how any of this works. I do know this. I did some research on the product, and can we go over this more in detail? And when that person goes over with that in detail with you, take notes. Just don't sit there and blindly listen and think you're going to remember, because you need to take notes. Either write them down or type them into your computer, and they don't have to be perfect, but you will have those thoughts there, those thought blurbs. And I do that all the time. I have all kind of thought blurbs. Then I go back, and then I refine that into an engineering document, a management document, or whatever I need to do. And, you know, we call them asks. You know, we have asks. And then the PM, you know, like, you had three asks, Brad, on this. And I go, yes, I did this and this and this. So when you ask somebody, don't go empty-handed. Make an effort to be an adult and to take responsibility of yourself. So I started doing this with people in my IT career. People would come to me and I was like, so what have you done? Nothing. Okay, well, later. You know, it's like, let me know when you got something. You know, sometimes I would see them down in the lunchroom, sometimes on break, maybe the next day. And, hey, I looked into that, and this is what I found. I go, oh, good. And then we can start working together, because I now have someone in front of me who is responsible, who wants to work, who isn't a waste of space, you know. Business, this is business, you know, this is the real world, you know. They pay us to be solution providers, not babysitters. The next one you'll love, positive and optimistic. After that last statement, maintain a positive attitude and outlook on life, which I do. That was a realistic outlook on life I was just giving you. Positivity can be obviously inspiring to other people to adopt a more optimistic perspective. I hope so. Show empathy and compassion. True. Understand the emotion and feelings of others. That only goes so far. You know, I'm not your priest. I'm not your spouse. Sometimes if things are difficult, you're like, why don't you take the afternoon off and, you know, we'll see you tomorrow. It's okay. That's the best I've ever been able to do for individuals. It was obviously they were burnout. They were having a problem. I was like, hey, man, after lunch, why don't you just, you know, go on home, head down to the beach, and we'll see you tomorrow. And that's exactly what they needed. They did not need to come back to work and be, in their mind, beat down more. They needed to release that valve. Celebrate achievements. Obviously, you know, when you celebrate the accomplishments and milestones of people that you wish to inspire is very important. I always try to call out, and so do my colleagues, something that went right. We have once a month, you know, this is what happened during our sprint, what was good, and, you know, you need to call that out. We do these verbally. We don't post little notes up and send little trophies, you know, into the chat or into the email. We say these things out loud, and I think that's very important. Hard work and dedication is hard to find, believe it or not. And you should join in their celebration, which you know they are having, with them. This whole thing, sharing inspirational quotes and content, okay. You know, there's that one famous one that has the cat hanging there. Hang in there, baby. Okay. Quotes, books, articles, videos. Yeah, okay. I think that's more of a personal thing. I see these things on people's desks back when people had desks. And, of course, the posters that HR would put up. Okay, yeah, that's great. Microsoft had a whole engineering and IT one for a while. We had a bunch of those. Had one of those in my office. I forget exactly what it was saying, but there's a guy walking in the pouring rain with a umbrella. He's soaking. He's got his galoshes on and something inspirational written above it. And then, of course, the Microsoft logo at the bottom. So, okay. The company did that, you know, because they knew we had a hard job. And then in my coworker's work area, which was much bigger, where all the machines were and all the hardware was done, there were several in there. We used to laugh and comment about them, but we did appreciate them. I don't share those with people. I share those with myself, or I see them and I have an inner monologue like everyone does. Goal setting. You should always encourage goal setting. You have to set clear and achievable goals. Break down their goals, manage steps, and provide guidance. So we do that in my current team, and I love it. So we have a goal. So I set these. This is what we're going to do. And then we break down how we're going to do that. And then we break down the very bottom of that is low-hanging fruit, so easy. Mid-fruit, which is medium, obviously, and what's really going to be hard, like those apples that are on the very top of the tree, and where you're going to need a ladder. That's very important to do, and you can go through these and work through them, and it's a roadmap. I personally, for me, find it very, very helpful, and it is motivational because I can say, all right, low-hanging fruit's done, and we're halfway through mid-hanging fruit, right? Cool. You know, and then also you're gathering steam as you do that. But having that that support is those goals is very, very important. Those manageable steps. And then support other people's passion. Show interest and passions and interests of others. Encourage them to pursue what they love and provide support and resources when possible. So if someone's talking about their dog or cat, I do support dogs and cats. I'm more of a cat guy. It's not that I don't like dogs. When I was a younger man, I traveled a lot, so it was easier having a cat than having a dog that had to be walked. Dog people go crazy on me. Dogs are a little more needy than cats are. But cats are needy too. Just not as much. I found that I could leave for the weekend and come back. The cat's cool. He didn't even know I was gone. You know, as long as he's got his boxes clean, he's got water, and he's got kibbles, he's good to go, bro. You know, he don't need you there. And come back, and he missed you, and you kibble it up some more, and, you know, the water rainfall is running, and you take care of the box. It's only been 2 days, 3 days tops. If you have to leave for a week or so, someone needs to take care of the kitten. They need to have someone clean that box, because they'll stop using the box and they'll make you pay for it to pee or poop in your shoes. Cats will do this, and dogs will too, but it takes a lot for a dog to poop on the floor. Dog has to hold it for a long time to poop and pee on the floor. Unless they're a puppy, and their little puppy will clean it up because they're a puppy. Lead with humanity. Be humble and very approachable. Avoid coming across as superior or condescending. I've had bosses like this. I did not like these people, and I did not want to do the work. People are more likely to be inspired by those who can relate to them. There you go. Duh. Be patient. You know, recognize that inspiration often takes time to develop and doesn't always yield immediate results. Patience and continue offering your support and encouragement. That's hard for the human condition, is to be patient. That takes patience. Have a positive environment. Obviously, you know, you want to be positive in the environment, have trust, inclusion, obviously, support and uplifting atmosphere can encourage inspiration to flourish. You know, I encourage people, you don't have to eat lunch with your coworker, but drink some coffee with them whenever possible. You know, if you don't want to eat donuts, you don't have to eat donuts. Don't like coffee, drink water. But don't be secluding yourself off from other people, especially people who you could gain inspiration from, and they could gain inspiration from you. You know, that ripple effect we were talking about, that is real. I've seen that, and I wonder where it came from. And then it's like, oh yeah, that's right. Jackie was talking about that. And now Bobby is doing that. Wow. Interesting. Remember that not everyone is inspired in the same way. Pardon me. So tailor your approach to an individual's preferences and needs. Your genuine care and desire to uplift and support others can have a lasting and positive impact on their lives. A lasting and positive impact on their lives. This is about inspiring others, not you. But I'm telling you, it will inspire you. But it's not about inspiring you. Water break here, sir. Okay. So when I was considering this, you know, inspiration and mentorship are related concepts. They serve different roles in personal and professional development. So inspiration, definition, inspiration is a process of stimulating or encouraging someone, you know, to feel motivation, creativity. It often comes from the example or achievement of others, personal experiences, or inspirational content. Nature, inspiration can be fleeting feeling or a powerful emotion respond to something. That's what I was saying earlier. Don't run out and shave your head. Okay? Calm down. I have the 5-minute rule, the 5-hour rule, then the 5-day rule. And if I come back to that thing, yeah, that's stupid. Don't do that. And it still makes sense. Okay. Shaving my head. Joking. Don't do that. It doesn't necessarily involve a direct, ongoing relationship with another person. The ripple effect we were just speaking of. Source. Inspiration come from various sources, role models, stories of triumph over adversity. For me, I those are the best. Motivational quotes. Hang in there, baby. Art, experiences, or personal achievements. Impact. Inspiration can lead individuals to set goals, take action, and pursue their passions. It often serves as a source of motivation and a catalyst for change. True, true. So mentorship, definition of mentorship, is a structured, often long-term, in which more experienced and knowledgeable person, the mentor, guides and supports the personal and professional development of the other person, the mentee. Okay, so that is big. So you can be inspiring people at work, but not mentoring them. I was asked once to mentor someone, and I just asked my management, why do you think I would be good? I'm just like, why me? You know, it's not that I didn't want to do it. I wanted to know what's going on, you know. I'm that guy. I was like, what are you talking about, Willis? And they was like, well, you've been very inspiring. That's the word they used. And I was like, oh, well, thank you. We think if this person could be mentored with you once a week, you know, and then so we had a meeting. The first meeting we had was, hey, we're taking a coffee break. And we went, we sat down, we had our coffee. I think he had his tea, and we just talked. And I said, hey, management would like me to mentor you on this. I don't want to say what it was on this, right? It was a security-related item in IT. Oh, okay. This is not a class. You don't have to do this. You know, you can tell me B, F off, and I will. And I will tell management, and management doesn't care, you know. But they thought that you could grow and become a better engineer. So that's what we did. And then that was just a weekly get together. We would have a chat, sometimes in person, sometimes virtually. And I enjoyed it. I would, believe it or not, give homework to my mentee, Padawan learner, and they would come back and sometimes have it done and sometimes not have it done. And when they didn't have it done, meeting was over. It's like, well, I can't move forward because the next step is based on your homework that was supposed to be done. So we'll talk next week. Take care. And then during the week, you know, inspire, do my thing, whatever I was doing. And we would talk, and they were on my team, and they didn't work on my projects, but other projects, they would ask me questions, said, hey, I tried this, and what do you think about this? And so that happened. And then mentorship involves, you know, ongoing interactions, guidance, advice, support, which I did, and which they took. It is typically focused and with specific goals, that's what I was saying, in the areas of development. So this one thing, you know, I did not tell them how to be a better cat herder, because anybody knows how to do that, let me know. Drop me a, post me a comment on X, and let me know, how do you herd these cats? And I just have one cat, so it's quite difficult. Source, the mentor is a person who shares their expertise, experience, and wisdom with the mentee. Mentor provides, you know, personal guidance and feedback. So, yeah, wisdom. My hair turned gray. But those are wisdom strands. Every one of those hairs that is gray on my head and in my beard is an experience. Some good, some bad, some just kind of there. But it will turn your hair gray. The longer I was in IT, the more gray my hair got. So, you know, that puzzled me that. Impact. A mentor is a person who shares their learning skills, their development, their career advancement. You can help accelerate that to the mentee. It offers a mentor's knowledge and expertise to help the mentee navigate challenges, make informed decisions, and achieve specific objectives. Every career is different. Everybody's idea of their career is different. If you think you're going to come into IT and make $150,000 your first year, you're crazy. You still have to work your way up. And a lot of people have ideas about this. Here's an idea. Show up for work. Don't say a lot. Do your job. By not saying a lot, you're listening, and write everything down. Then as you progress, you don't have to write everything down. Write the things down that are important to you. There are a lot of ways to go in what I do. You can go left, you can go right, you can go straight up, you can go perpendicular, you can go management, you can go engineering, you can go development. There are a lot of things to do. After about 5 years, you should probably go, you know what? I really like that security gig. I think I'm going to go for that. Then start spending time and money on certificates or higher education. Don't do that before you know exactly what you want to do. I have a lot of people that I talk to over the years. They know how to design websites and they hate it. They don't do it anymore. I have people that I know that love websites and don't really know how to do it, but they're damn good at it. It's weird how things work out. Inspiration and mentorship can play essential roles in personal professional growth. Well, yeah, they differ in their nature, source, and impact. Inspiration is a powerful force that can motivate individuals, often arising from various sources and experiences. On the other hand, mentorship is structured, ongoing relationship in which more experienced individual actively guides and supports the development of another person. Offering personalized advice and expertise. Both can be valuable components in of a person's journey towards success and personal fulfillment. Do not make the mistake because you took a class that person, that instructor, is a mentor. That person is being paid to teach you a textbook and teach you how to do something that a vendor wants you to do. They're teaching you, it's a product manual. Okay? And then there's a test to say you have a certification on this product manual. That's what certifications are. We used to do them back in the day. Everybody has certifications because I'm telling you, even coming into IT at the late, I was probably 38. You know, I was late to the game, I thought. You got certified in things. So I have this and I have that. And, you know, I was talking to colleagues, you know, I was doing like 3 or 4 years and I go, yeah, I have that certification. Yeah. What do you know about that? I don't know shit. I know what the vendor, and when I say vendor, I mean the Microsofts, the Novells, the Ciscos, pick one, right? That want you to know. And you find out that, okay, you install this stuff, you have a network, you do all that, and then these business needs come up. Those darn business owners and users, they want things a certain way, and you start changing things. So now, after about 2 or 3 years in an environment, it is running that software, but that software is the software that has not been changed, but the way you use the software has been changed. So don't make the mistake to think that these instructors are your mentors. Your mentors are people who use the product every day in the real world. You know, the whole thing about being a positive influence is you can be realistic and you can still be positive. I'm trying not to sound, jaded, but this is reality. I think most people will agree with me. Because it's written in a book. Okay, that's good. You install something and for maybe a week before you change the way it works for your business, is rightly so. It's exactly what you learned in that classroom. It'd always irritate me when I would call support and they would tell me I'm out of best practices. I go, look, I work for a law firm. Look, I work for an engineering company. Look, I work for a mortgage company. Look, I work for a bank. Look, dot, dot, dot. This is the way they do things. This is the way they want it done. You're a software company. You think this way. They think all this way. This is the real world. Now, if they meant that I wasn't patched, or I wasn't following a certain rule set, okay, I get their point. Now, if I had to turn that rule set off or modify it, okay. So to make my point a little more clear, all I'm saying is that you have to be realistic. And when you seek out these mentors or this inspirational, you have to be careful, right? And who these folks are and what they're telling you. This probably comes from, years of being disappointed by people, I hate to say in power, because this is the United States. No one's in power. You're elected. You're not put in power. You're not a king or a queen or a duke or a duchess. I'm a citizen, not a subject. So I don't like that in power. But I have been disappointed many, many times by people who said something and then they got in there and did the 180 degree. Now, understand there has to be compromise between both sides. We used to call those moderates in the middle. Those days are gone. So sorry about my little small political rant there. I wasn't trying to do that. But I think it's true about what we're talking about here. So, be positive. Be consistent. Consistency, for other people to see. Show up on time. Do what you say, ask questions. That's one of my favorite things to do. Someone will say something and I'll, especially management, and I'll just raise my hand in a meeting and go, hey, I have a question. And could you please explain that part? And okay, thank you for, and thank them for that clarity. It's all on you if you don't ask questions, and if you're not positive, I trust all my coworkers, and I get a real positive vibe from all of them. So that is my take on inspiration, being a positive influence on people, being a motivator, a role model, having that emotional connection, that empowerment, that ripple effect into other people's lives is very important. Thank you for joining me today on Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. And remember, accelerate with confidence.